The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I'm here with Darcel Washington.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am an educator. I am a visionary. I'm a mentor. I am also the founder and CEO of Mentoring You, which is a college and career readiness program where we really help middle school and high school students get prepared for college, get prepared for the workplace. We literally take them by the hand and walk them through those steps. And aside from Mentoring You, I'm also the co-founder of Scholarchicks, which is a really cool program. It's for high school graduating girls, where we really teach them about leadership development, healthy eating, self-esteem, etiquette, just all of those topics and subjects that nobody really talks about. So we just really try to empower them to teach them about how to navigate the college campus actually before they even hit the college campus grounds.
That's fantastic. So what drove you into creating these two entities?
Sure. So I've been in the education field for about 15 years, and I noticed that I was always helping students get prepared for college, get prepared for the workplace. So I think it was just something natural. I was working with students at my church, my daughter, her friends. And so when she got ready to actually go away to school, I was like, is she going to be healthy? Is she going to make smart choices? Like, is she going to know how to advocate for herself? And so myself and my cousin, Sean Krista, we created Scholarchicks, where we took girls on a college campus. We talked to them. We brought in speakers and just had them really help to educate them about what to expect, how to protect themselves, how to eat healthy. So we had Marquise from, he has his own juice business. He came in, brought in, you know, celery, apples, and really showed them how you create a healthy drink. And we, you know, taught them about how to defend themselves and just how to be empowered and how to not just go to school, party, date, and graduate, but to actually enjoy and know what to expect.
Right. So what's the biggest thing you've learned from this journey so far? You have Mentoring You, and then you have Scholarchicks.
Yes.
Start with either one and tell us like the biggest learning that you've come across.
Sure. So some of our successes have just been where students who I think normally they wouldn't have maybe went to school, because we, you know, connected with them, they were able to get scholarships and actually go to school, and now they are on a better path. And then with Scholarchicks, some of the students, just the success story. So some students, they just said that we really came in their life at the perfect time. They were going through certain things and that the program really helped empower them. So some of the things that we do, like some of our students are in college. So we do like weekly check-ins. We'll call, check in on them, send a text or email. How you go? How's it going? You know, are you passing your classes? What's going on with you? You know, things like that. And so the reward for me has been tremendous. I know the students are blessed, but the reward for me has been really great, just to see the smiles on their faces, to see them grow and develop into like great young men, great young women. It's it's remarkable.
And you learn so much from the youth, right?
Yeah, you do. You really do. I learn more about myself. I learn to be, you know, more compassionate, more humble, to be a great listener, because sometimes they just want you to listen, you know? And so I'm learning more about myself. I would say, through this journey. So it's been really great.
Tell us a little bit about your path in education then, from basic like high school till now. So you said you've been in education for a long time. Tell us that journey. What is that journey like?
So actually I started working with babies, so early childhood education. I actually worked in Florida. My uncle had about four childcare centers. So I did everything from working in the classroom to doing payroll to, you know, starting a mentoring program within the church, because he had four childcare centers and a church. And so we're working with youth there. And I mean, I just continue to flow through that. Also, I worked with an alternative school in Florida. So I was working with alternative students and just really helping guide them through that process. Some students were re-entry students, and they were transitioning. And so that was a really great experience and a really awesome environment, really great, cool kids.
Yeah.
And so I just enjoyed working with them. I enjoyed the fact that I was able to work with older students, and I saw that that was my niche, and that was like the driving force. And I was like, okay, I really like this. And so I decided to take that jump and that leap of faith and leave my job and start my program. So Scholarships is about 3 years old. Mentoring You is about 2 years old.
Wow. So from babies to high schoolers,
exactly.
Basically, and beyond.
Exactly, and beyond, yes.
So let's take a look then. You've had a lot of experience with students who are good at school and some that are not good at school.
Right,
and I
use
school in quotes because
they
know what I do.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about what you would see as a positive change in the system, the educational, current educational system we have now.
Sure. So I would say a positive change would be to get the students out of the four walls. Oftentimes when I talk to students or if I visit schools, the students are in the schools from the morning to the evening, I mean, every semester. And it's like, that is not the real world. So I think exposure is key. And so I'm really big on taking students on field trips, exposing them, whether it's an art museum, whether it's a college tour, just exposing them to something outside of the school, because they need to learn how to thrive and live outside of the four walls. And so I think that will really help change the school system. I can't wait to like get a huge grant so that I can just get some buses and just go to schools and like, hey, can we take your kids on a field trip? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that will really change the game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree so much there.
Yeah.
Where can people find your both these entities online?
Sure. Can go to our website. It is www.mentoringyou.net.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Twitter under Mentoring You LLC.
Mm-hmm.
We're also under Scholar Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
So they can find us there. And they can also email us at mentoringyouinfo.net, I believe it is.
Okay, awesome. We'll put that up all underneath the
cool.
Video
that,
for you.
I might have messed it up a little.
Oh, no, we'll put it all down there.
Okay, cool.
So final thoughts of what's next for these two entities, because you seem to be growing pretty quickly, 2 and 3 years into the game. What's next?
So what's next is we are looking to have people like-minded like you to really come and support us. We are looking to partner with schools, with youth organizations, and with different programs so that we can go into some schools that are low income, because a lot of the students we work with are at-risk students, low income populations, and so they don't really have money for supplies, for resources, for programming. And so we're looking to partner. We're starting a program that it'll be an initiative, 20 for 20 initiative, where we'll start a golden circle of givers. So if people just donate $20 a month, we can get 20 people to donate $20 a month, then that will really help change the game so that we can get resources to help students, whether it's emergency scholarships or help students if they need books, you know, taking students on field trips. A bus is just like $300. So, you know, those small things, they really add up. So we're just looking to really continue to invest in the lives of the youth and really help to expose them to, you know, whether it's taking them on a trip to Google or taking them, you know, downtown. Some students never even been downtown, you know. So we're just looking to really help continue to empower them, mentor them, and inspire them to really be great individuals.
Fantastic. A true disruptor of education.
Thank you so much.
Moving and shaking in the world of helping our youth. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
You got to check this out. Read down here. Big things coming and already there. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Guys, we'll see you next time on Disrupt Education.
Thanks.